Hello and welcome to another episode of MotoGP Banter India. My name is Varun Painter and this is actually episode number 14 of season number 2. And there's just so much to talk about. I've been missing or been out of action for quite a while now. Work's caught up and also I've been a little lazy. I don't know why though. I think it's the weather. Blame it on the weather. Whenever you feel lazy, blame it on the weather. By the way, the weather in Pune is fantastic. It's so calm, so peaceful, so chill. Nice vibe here in Pune, by the way. So yeah, lots happened in the past, let's say in the past couple of weeks. Right from Valentino Rossi's retirement announcement, Maverick Vinales being pulled out of race number 2 in Austria. Jorge Martin doing the unthinkable by starting from pole and winning the race in the first, or maybe say, let's call it last week. And this being a Monday, I'm going to say yesterday, I saw one of the craziest races in MotoGP ever. It's just unbelievable to see a bike on slicks winning a race when it's wet. So I'm going to talk all about that. By the way, I hope you have caught up on all the 13 episodes. If you have not, then you can probably go on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you are, whatever platform that you prefer listening on, you can go and check MotoGP Banter out. So I hope all of that is sorted. The last time around, in between the summer break, I got a chance to sit with Rishi, who's a good friend. I really like him, the way he rides a motorcycle, and I've seen him and met him on the racetrack quite a few times, and I've learned quite a few things from him as well. So I hope you have caught up on that episode. That was episode number 13. But let's talk about the two weekends that we had at Austria, at the Red Bull Ring. And oh my God, I think I don't want to focus a lot on the first race because that's now done and dusted. Jorge Martin did a fantastic job. In fact, a day before yesterday, on Saturday, when I was fixing my team for the Fantasy League, I actually decided to remove Miguel Oliveira because of the injury that he had, and he couldn't perform that well in the first part of the Austrian races. In the first race of the Austrian races. So I decided to remove him, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm just going to figure this out. And at one point in time, I actually put in Jorge Martin, but I removed him and put in Alex Rins. I just don't know why I thought he would be a good pick. I actually was more focused on FP3, FP4. In fact, I was very, very consistent on watching what's happening on Friday as well as Saturday. So Alex Rins was doing a decent job, yaar. Matlab, he was riding well, setting good lap times. He had a good race pace as well. Race pace is actually decided in FP3 and FP4. So he had a good race pace as well. And I was like, oh man, Alex Rins is the choice. But unfortunately, I think weather also in some place played spoil sport. But more than that, I think he couldn't qualify. He couldn't get to be a part of Q2 directly. He had to go through Q1 and at the end got pipped out by Miguel and Martin, who ultimately went to Q2. So did not get a good start. And that's the thing with Suzuki. Even Joan Mir, I think his main problem is getting into Q2 so that he gets a good position to start with and then just build up and perform as the race progresses. So I think that's the case with Suzuki's, but Alex Rins in general is having a really difficult time. So I decided to put him, and well, he finished 14th yesterday, but he's not the talking point right now. The Fantasy League is not the talking point right now. The talking point is, or are, the big balls of Brad Binder. That guy is absolutely nuts. To know it's raining, to know you're on slicks, to know you're going to crash and fall anytime, and to still just be on the throttle and just keep going, that is commendable. That is just being brave. You know, Brave Binder is what's being used in social media since the race got over or since everything came into place. But, oh my God, this is, when I think about it, the difference between slicks and regular tires is the fact that these grooves that you see on regular tires are able to throw away water easily. That's why these grooves are there. So the groovier the tires are, the more potential those tires have to throw away water. Now, slicks are slicks. They're ball tires. So they're more for performance rather than anything else. So their ability to actually throw away water is absolutely not there. It's zero. It's zero. And for him to still be on a racetrack with used slicks, slicks that have gone on for at least 23-24 laps, and still continue till the very end, that is just being brave. Brad Binder, you're an absolute hero, an absolute stud. And for you to do what you did yesterday was absolutely insane. I think when there was a point in time when Marquez was leading the race, and I realized, okay, Marquez has got a solid chance of winning this, because before everything started, he was like, if it rains, this is going to be in my favor. Until the time he crashed, I was like, okay, he's going to win it, because the guys who were on slicks were extremely slow. At the end, if you had the chance to listen to the commentary team, they realized that Brad Binder was about 15 seconds slower than Pecco Bagnaia, who ultimately finished second. And Martin took third, Mir fourth. So these guys who were on rain tires were actually 15 seconds faster than the race leader at one point in time. So sooner or later, if there was one more lap, then of course the checkered flag was going in Pecco's favor. But my God, what risk taking. And the greater the risk, the bigger the reward is what's being floating around in social media. And I think it's very true. It's extremely true, because had Brad Binder not taken that risk, this wouldn't have happened, obviously. But just to know that he could pull it off, because in his interview, he was talking about, in his post-race interview, Brad Binder spoke about how he was calculating how much time he can cut and how much time is pending, how much time is remaining, and how much time is or his competitors are going to take to actually catch up to him. So really, really good move. I don't think it was calculated, because there are a lot of things that you're actually thinking about when you're on the racetrack. You're thinking about pit board, you're thinking about braking markers, getting on the throttle, and then there's rain, there's the whole issue of sensitive throttle control, and the whole issue of carbon brakes being completely unable to use when it started pouring. And then you also have this thought of, okay, I need to calculate how much time I have to actually break free from the pack and just stay at the front. And then you have to kind of realize how many laps are left. So, bahut sara cheeze dimag mein chalte rehta hai. And for him to calculate everything and just get in and just cross the finish line first was absolutely insane. This was one of the best races that I've ever seen. Not just this season, but period, ever. I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, at one point in time, I just said time. I just sounded like Mike Tyson. Anyway, at one point in time, when before Mark crashed, I think the reason he crashed was because he was pushing too hard without enough heat being generated in the front tire, and that's when he had the washout. And still, in spite of having the washout, he was still trying to pick up the motorcycle through his knees. Ultimately went out and ultimately finished, 13th or something. But in his post-race interview as well, he was like, I'm very happy, this has been the best race of the season. So bahut maza aaya. So all in all, a really good weekend. Another thing that I would like to highlight is that is the fact that the race has now gotten a little tight. In spite of having like a solid lead, Fabio has a solid lead. The one thing that I realize is Fabio's not too confident in the wet, and I think he's very vocal about it as well. So Fabio's like, I'm not confident in the wet. He's actually confident in wet and dry, but I think he's not confident in mixed conditions. So for him to still finish 7th and salvage some points is impressive. But I think I still think he's going to win the championship, but it might get close if he has a couple of bad races, and if Pecco and Mir catch up to him, then it's going to be a fun season for sure. Fun rest of the season. So it's going to be really crazy to see how the rest of the season unfolds, because not a lot of these tracks are Ducati favorite tracks. But then again, this season, agar aap dekhe, whenever I've said that, you know, Ducati favorite tracks and Yamaha favorite tracks, on those tracks as well, Ducati has managed to kind of finish or do really well and secure some really cool points. So I think I want to take back that statement and not call it a Ducati or Yamaha or a Suzuki track. I think it's just going to boil down to how better these motorcycles are and how talented these riders are. Because for the first time in a long time, I saw Fabio being very aggressive. Double overtakes and all of that jazz. So it was insane. It was absolutely mental. But In a couple of weeks, we head to Silverstone. Silverstone is the British Grand Prix. I think 2019, again, one of the closest finishes that I've ever seen Marc Marquez and Alex Rins. And that's going to be another fun circuit. Again, I hope weather does not play spoil sport. I'm going to keep this really short. Hopefully get back to you guys really soon. Maybe next weekend. But I just want to focus on Maverick Vinales and Valentino Rossi and how it means and stuff like that. I really want to do a special episode on Rossi because he's really been the face of the sport for a really long time. And whatever he's done to the sport, the kind of recognition the sport has had, it's been immense. His contribution to MotoGP can never be forgotten. So in that sense, what I'm going to do is probably put in a special episode sooner or later. But for now, this was a summary, a recap of what went down at Austria. Lots of things to happen in the next few races. Championship still, I think, is still wide open. Fabio's not completely run away. So more on that sooner in an episode that will hopefully drop in the next few days. But for now, I have to go. Today is a Monday. Lots of work on my plate. I hope you enjoy listening to MotoGP Banter India. I've always said this in almost every episode. If you have any feedback, I'm very open to feedback. If there's something that you want me to include, I'll include. If there's something that you want me to not include, I will remove it. So you know where my Instagram is. If you don't, it's @VarunPainter. You can drop a DM. You can message me on Facebook, Varun Painter. And I'll be more than happy to do what's needed. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. You guys keep me going. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of MotoGP Banter India. My name is Varun Painter, and I will see you later.